In Singapore, 15 men are under arrest. Authorities say they belong to a terrorist cell that planned to bomb the U.S. embassy in Singapore and American businesses there. According to Singaporean authorities, the men belong to a previously unknown militant Islamic group with ties to Al-Qaeda. Dan Murphy has been covering the story for the Christian Science Monitor.
The Singaporeans say that when they made their arrests and raided some of the apartments and homes of the people they've arrested, they came across everything from bomb-making materials, ammonium nitrate, to literature that seemed linked to Al-Qaeda, directions on how to make bombs, and surveillance videotapes of potential bomb targets, including the United States Embassy in Singapore.
And the allegation is that at least some of these men had actually trained in Al-Qaeda camps in Pakistan, from what I understand.
Yeah, that is the allegation. I think that's quite a credible allegation. There are lots of people in Southeast Asia that have spent time, 2, 3, 4 weeks, sometimes more, being indoctrinated in Afghanistan, often going to madrasas, Islamic schools in the Pakistani side of the border, and then going over for a brushing up on basic military tactics.
I suppose some of the surprise here is that while there have been a lot of reports about radical Islamic movements throughout Southeast Asia, as far as I know, in Singapore, which is known for being such a law and order city-state, nothing like this has come up before.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. I mean, the only real terrorist event that ever took place in Singapore was in 1974 and involved the Japanese Red Army. I don't think anybody would have expected that as elaborate a plot as the Singaporeans are saying there was could have possibly been hatched and come this close to fruition in Singapore, given its sprawling domestic intelligence service and its focus on controlling its own people.
Let's talk a bit about other parts of the region that you cover, Malaysia. What have we learned about the presence of Al-Qaeda cells there or terrorist activities in Malaysia?
The Malaysian government is describing a homegrown group called the Kumpulan Mujahideen Malaysia, which essentially means Malaysian Mujahideen Group. It's arrested a total of 30 alleged members of this organization in the past 6 months. And the Malaysian government says they have evidence that some of these men had contact with Al-Qaeda members who ended up participating in the September 11th attacks. Most concretely, they say that the guy named Zacharias Massoui, a French national who's currently being held in connection with the September 11th attacks in the United States, did pass through Malaysia.
Well, it looks like some of these groups are sprouting a bit more recently in the Philippines. A lot has been known for some time about a radical Islamic group there, Abu Sayyaf. What can you tell us about that?
The Abu Sayyaf are a bit of an outlier compared to the organizations we've been talking about. While in general, I think you do have very small radical groups with a pan-Islamic political agenda in Malaysia, in Indonesia, and perhaps this very small group of people in Singapore, the Abu Sayyaf, who'd like to describe themselves in those terms, are, in my opinion, a kidnapped for ransom outfit that uses a veneer of Islamic ideology to conceal its real objectives.
Mm-hmm. In Europe, after September 11th, we saw a lot of cooperation among governments to try to track down terrorist cells that were operating there. I wonder if you're seeing anything similar among the Asian countries, that there's sort of an ongoing collective security agreement that's coming to the fore.
I think that there's clearly been a great deal of collaboration between the Singaporean and Malaysian governments, which at times are, you know, a little bit suspicious of one another, and they have a bit of a chippy relationship. Clearly, that's been laid aside. The Philippines, as well, has been cooperating a little bit with them. I think Indonesia, Southeast Asia's largest country, is a little bit on the outside of all this right now. It's a very large, complicated, chaotic country that does not seem to be as cooperating in the efforts to cut whatever Al-Qaeda links there are in Southeast Asia down.
Dan Murphy, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Dan Murphy covers Southeast Asia for the Christian Science Monitor. He spoke to us from Jakarta, Indonesia.